Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
Hi, this is English in the News. I'm Jane Lee. What's kick the can down the road? You do know that kick 就是踢 and the can is 汽水罐或是啤酒罐 那种样子的金属罐把它往前踢这个是什么意思呢 In the English dictionary, the definition is to postpone or defer a definitive action, decision, or solution, usually by effecting a short-term one instead, especially in politics.
它的英文的解释是把一个很肯定的决定或者是采取怎样的行动或者是提出一个清楚的解决方案这样子的东西呢往下延 To postpone or defer 就是往后延的意思换句话说就是不做决定以后再说这个在政治上特别常用、哦、To kick the can down the road 就是不立刻做决定以后再说
And we have one example here. It looks as though Congress is going to kick the can down the road again on the gun control issue, but they'll have to find a solution eventually.
看起来 Congress 就是美国国会了，他又准备把有关这个枪支控制法案呢往后延。最近在美国德州 Santa Fe 这个地方又发生高中生拿枪杀人的事件，结果造成九个学生、一个老师死亡，另外有十个人受伤。所以呢，在美国这个枪支管制法一直都是被广为讨论并且是很有争议性的议题那国会屡次希望能够在枪支控制管制法上面能够有一些改变但是很难呢因为美国的来福枪协会是非常有势力的一群人他们会花很多钱向国会议员游说所以他的这个句子里面讲 It looks as though 看起来好像 Congress is going to kick the can down the road again 他们准备把这个球把这个罐子再往下踢就是以后再说现在 先不要管这件事情 But they'll have to find a solution eventually 但是他们 总有一天必须要做个要提出一个解决方案来那但是不需要在现在所以 他会用到这个片语
So how is this phrase used in English news? Let's take a look The first one is from BBC And the title isTrump delays decision on steel and aluminum tariffs.
我们都知道美国总统川普他在三月的时候宣布对美国进口钢要课以 25% 的关税然后对铝课以 10% 的关税。可是后来他又说有些国家可以获得豁免权比如说加拿大。以及欧盟国家还有墨西哥这些国家可以获得但是他跟这些国家之间的磋商以及谈判却一直拖拖拉拉的都没有一个确切的结论出来所以他这篇报道的 title 就是用 Trump delays decision on steel and aluminum tariffs 他在钢跟铝的关税上面他延后了做决定的时间那这篇报道里面说 It was the deadline that wasn't.
After a week-long charm offensive from both French President Emmanuel Macron and Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany, the Trump administration has decided to kick the can down the road.This delay gives the administration more time to convince trading partners to perhaps consider quotas in lieu of tariffs, a concession to which South Korea has already agreed.
这篇报道一开头就说 It was the deadline that wasn't 它是一个期限但是又不是所以换句话说 这个美国定的这个期限算也谈不上什么期限他在法国总统 Emmanuel Macron 马克宏跟德国总理梅克尔去美国访问之后 他这里用 charm offensive 这个我们之前教过 charm offensive 它是魅力攻势所以在德法两国的元首都到美国去展开一波魅力攻势之后川普阵营呢就是白宫仍然决定要以后再说现在我们是不是应该要把这两个关税全部取消这个决定以后再说那他讲说 This delay gives the administration more time to convince trading partners to perhaps consider quotas. 他说这个拖延呢，至少给白宫多一点时间来说服他的贸易伙伴国用配额来取代关税。这 quota 就是配额，也许我美国给其他的国家钢跟铝有怎样的配额，这样子我就不课你的税，但是你超过这个配额你不可以进口到美国，他用这种谈判的方式。那至少有一个国家，就是美国的盟邦南韩已经同意了这项让步，所以换句话说这个谈判还在持续进行，所以并没有做决定，也没有定下 确切的日期，所以他这个里面会用到 to kick the can down the road。The second example here is from a CNN January report. The title of the article is Clock Ticking Toward Shutdown as Congress Returns to One Big Spending Mess.Congress 在这里指的当然就是美国国会，他说这个政府关门大吉的时间逼近了， clock ticking 这个钟已经在不停的滴答滴答响了，可是国会议员却面临一个混乱的预算， one big spending mess， 没有办法决定预算的话，那就没有办法拨款给政府机构，政府就可能会面临关门大吉的状况。那这篇报道里面说， On Capitol Hill, Republicans and Democrats have been in spending standoffs before. Just before the last spending deadline, the holidays seemed to bring lawmakers together to, at the very least, kick the can down the road. It's often the case that looming deadlines can often jolt both sides back to the negotiating table. But both sides acknowledge that politics are a bit trickier this time around.他这篇里面就是在讲美国国会里面的共和党跟民主党，他们就正在磋商预算案。那这两党议员在预算案显然双方都各不相让，形成一个对峙的局面。其实这种局面以前发生过，他说在上一次就快到最后期限的时候，过节的气氛大家都想回去过 Christmas perhaps， 过节的气氛让大家两党议员至少呢决定了要把预算案推迟，就是要把这个棘手的东西往下踢哦，就延后做决定的时间，至少他们决定了这一点，所以政府也就没有 shut down。 迫在眉睫的期限经常可以震醒两党议员回到谈判桌，就是当这个 deadline 越来越迫近的时候，议员自己也会有感觉，觉得 这必须赶快解决这个棘手的问题，所以他们会比较愿意来谈判。但是这一次两边都承认这一回的这政治气氛好像跟以前都不一样了，比以前都要更麻烦一些，所以他讲 both sides acknowledge that politics are a bit trickier this time around. And if you look at the CNN report 4 days later on January 20th, you would see that the U.S. government did shut down because of the representatives from the two political parties could not come to an agreement about the spending bill.结果后来美国政府还是 shut down 了，还是关门大吉了。你假如看 CNN 在1月20号，也就是四天之后的报道，就可以看得出来美国政府最后还是 shut down 了，因为两党议员没有办法在预算案上面取得共识，所以政府关门了好几天。That's how the phrase kick the can down the road is used in English news.Thank you for tuning in to English in the News. You can also find photos and scripts and both in Chinese and English in our ICRT News blog that will help you better understand English in the News. I'm Jane Lee.